House passes the Farm Bill. Thanks everyone for joining us with Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Melissa Bratton. The House reconsidered and then proceeded to narrowly pass their Farm Bill with a vote of 213 to 211 Thursday afternoon.
Passage of the Farm Bill is great news for American farmers, for Tennessee farmers, at a time when farm economy is struggling. We needed some good news, and we are so excited for passage of the Farm Bill in the House and look forward to the good things that it'll mean for agriculture.
Tennessee Farm Bureau President Jeff Aiken says thanks to our Tennessee delegation, which included Representatives Black, Blackburn, Desjarlais, Fleischmann, Kustoff, and Rowe, for voting in favor of the Farm Bill.
Tennessee farmers are so appreciative of those within our congressional delegation who voted for passage of the Farm Bill and realize what it means to our farmers and our producers all across this state. We just thank them so much for their support of industry in Tennessee.
Passing the House Farm Bill clears the way for House and Senate negotiations to begin as soon as July on a final version of the legislation. As long as the Senate goes forward with plans to debate its version of the bill next week. American Farm Bureau's Executive Director of Public Policy, Dale Moore, says he is confident the leadership on both sides will come together in the end to get a farm bill done before the current bill expires in September.
There's always a fight within the family, but like most families, we get one fight out of the way, and then we come back together and figure out how we're going to get things done at the end of the day. And this is one of those times where, you know, it's a little rougher, a little tougher, but one of the things you have to do is look at the bright spots. And in this bright spot, we've got leadership on both sides of the aisle, both committees that have a lot of experience moving a farm bill through the process. I'm confident that that leadership is going to figure out how to sort this out.
And although there are some major differences between the House and Senate versions of the farm bill, including a major SNAP reform on the House side, hopefully the conference committee will be able to reconcile those. Join us next time for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio.